This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim, B'siyata D'Shemaya, with the help of the Rebbein Shem, hopefully we could understand Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught three interesting cases. Yesh Choyleitz Le'imai Misafek. There is a way to give chalitza to your mother out of doubt. La'achoyse misafik, you could give chalitza to your sister out of doubt. Lebita misafik, you could give chalitza to your daughter out of doubt. Ketzad, how do you have these cases? So, we have case number one, says the Gemara, Imoy v'isha acheres, your mother, here look where my cursor is, the mother and another woman. V'lahen shnei zecharim, and they had two boys. They each had two boys, and these boys are definite boys. V'chazu v'yoldu shnei zecharim b'machva, and then they had another two boys in a cave, and these two boys with the squiggly lines, they got confused. Uba b'nash shalzu, and the son of this one came, Venasa ima shelzu, and he married the mother of this one, ubenas shelzu, and the mother of this, and the son of this one, nasa ima shelzu, umesu b'lay banim. So, let's see if we could figure this out. Basically, we have Yaakov married Rachel, and they had Yosef. Reuven married Chana, and they had Chetzron. And Rachel and Chana also had a questionable kid. But they each had a Vadai kid. And Yosef went ahead and married Chana. And Chetzron went ahead and married Rachel. And then Yosef and Chetzron, they die. And this guy, the squiggly line guy, we'll call him Shmerel, he thought he was Yosef's brother. Now Yosef married Chana after Reuven died. And Chetzron married Rachel after Yaakov died. And this guy thought he's Yosef's brother. So he would potentially do Yibum to Chana. Chetzron thought he was... This guy thought he was Chetzron's brother. And when Chetzron married Rachel, he thought he would do Yibum. The problem is that Rachel may be his mother. And for this squiggly guy to do Yibum to Chana, it might not be his sister-in-law, it might be his mother. So basically, zecholitz l'shteyan v'zecholitz l'shteyan. Each one give chalitza to both. Nimtza comes out, kolach v'echer cholitz l'imay misafek. Each one is giving chalitza to their mother, misafek. Because basically, again, one more time. Yaakov and Rachel had Yosef. Reuven and Chana had Chetzron. And right now, life is simple. Life was easy. The problem was, Reuven died, Yaakov died, Yosef married a lady named Chana. Chetzron married a lady named Rachel. Rachel had a son, Chana had a son, and these sons, they got confused in a cave, so we don't know. In fact, this son was the son of Rachel, and if this son was the son of Chana, or vice versa. So in this case, they can't do Yibum, because they might actually be doing Yibum to their mother. So instead, they do Chalitza. So nimtzu kolach v'echad choyletz imay misafik. Now how do you have a case of la'achoysai? That's this beautiful chart over here. What's the case? Ketzad imay. So you have a person. You see this nice person over here? We're calling him Person. It's a good name. Mr. Person. And... No, excuse me. Never mind. That's the next case. You have this person. And this person had a mother. And there's another lady. So, Imai, a person's mother, v'isha acheres, Sheyoldu shnei nekevos. They gave birth to two females b'machva in a cave. So this person, his mother and another lady, they had two females in a cave, and they got mixed up. And they each had a definite son. Ubo achen shaloi mayosaim, and their brothers came not from the same mother, vinasum, and this guy, this brother from a same father but from a different mother, and this brother from a different from the same father but a different mother, he married her, so. And then they died. So basically, the definite sons over here think that they're being miyabim their sister-in-law, but it may not be their sister-in-law. It may actually be uvo achem shloim me oisaim v'nasum umeisu b'loi banim choylitz l'shteyan. He's doing chalitza to both. Why? Because when the brother, why in this case is so again one more time, the mother and another woman, they both gave birth at a cave to two nekevos, and the nekevos got mixed up, and then their brother came from a different mother and married these ladies. So in other words, really what happened is, this brother married this woman, who he is not related to, and this brother married this Nekeva, and then the brother die, and this woman falls to you. Now this woman, she's your sister-in-law, but the thing is, she might be your sister. In this case, you're giving chalitza to your sister, misafek, because basically what happened was, your paternal brother married the other mixed-up woman, who now becomes your sister-in-law, but she, because she got mixed up, she may have actually been your sister. So in this case, you're going to give chalitza to both misafek. Now let's move on to your daughter. Next case. Lebitoy misafek ketzad. How do you have a case of giving chalitza to your daughter? Let's see. Ishtoy v'isha acharas. Your wife. Okay, back to person. His wife. And another lady, sheyoldu shtei nekevos, they gave birth to two nekevos, b'machva, they gave birth in a cave. So a person's wife and another lady, gave birth to two females in a cave and they got mixed up. Ubo achehen v'nasum. And their brothers came and married them. Now, how does a brother marry them? What would the case be that the brother married them? What would you say that? How could the brother marry them? It would have to be the brothers of the fathers. In other words, you have a guy, the person's brother, married either their niece or a strange lady or a fremde lady. So in other words, this person, his wife and another lady gave birth in a cave. So there are two Nekevos. We don't know who, whether this Nekeva is his daughter or some other lady. And this person's brother and the husband of this other lady's brother, they each married these Nekevos. So halacha is they both give chalitza. And then, okay, then the brothers die. So the person gives chalitza to each woman, even though he's giving, he might be his daughter. It might be someone who is zakuk to, and it might be his daughter. So that's how you have a case by bitai. Here is another possible case. Another interesting case. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rameir used to say, Ish v'isha, a man and a woman, pa'amim shemoylidin chamesh umais. Sometimes, they could give birth to five nationalities. Okay, you could have a man and a woman, and they gave birth to five nationalities. Let's see this beautiful chart over here. Ketzad, Yisrael shalakach eved v'shivcha minashak. A Jew, he bought an eved and a shivcha from the marketplace. V'lehen shnei banim, and they previously had two boys. So these two boys were oivdei kocha mazalos. So what's the halacha? V'nisgayir echad mehem. One of them converted. Nimsa echad ger, comes out one is a ger. So this guy's a ger. Ve'echad avdicham, this guy's a goy. Hitvilon l'shem avdus. He then is toivah both of them for avdus. Now, he still remains an eved, and because he's not an Eved Kenani yet, he remains an Eved Kenani, and the Viniska Kuzelaza. So this Eved and this Shivcha, they live with each other. So Harei Kan Ger Va'oyve Kechavim Ve'Eved. So basically, he was toivel these two people, l'shem avdus. And then they produce a child. That child is an eved. So now you have a ger, you have a goy, and you have an eved. Shichra sashivcha. You then freed the maidservant, uba aleho eved, and then the eved lived with a shivcha, who was freed and is a giyores. So an Eved that lives with a Shivcha that's freed produces a Mamzer. Harei kan ger v'oiv kecham v'eved u'mamzer. Then, Shichra Shnei, he freed both of them. V'yisien zelazah. So what's the halacha? If that kid is a Jew, Harei kan ger v'oiv kechavim v'eved u'mamzer v'yisrael. So, again, a Jew bought an Eved and a Shivcha from a goy in the marketplace. They had previously had two kids that had the status of goyim. One of them converts. So you have a goy and a ger. Then he was toivel that these two, l'shem avdos, and they lived with each other and they produced an eved. He freed the shivcha and the eved lived with her and that produces a mamzer. Because it's an Eved that lives with a Shivcha. It's an Eved that lives with a Jewish woman. If then he converts the Eved, and he frees the Eved Kenani, so then that produces a full-fledged Jew. Says Gemara, my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush of this? The Chiddush is, Oived Koychavim, an idolater, Ve'eved, Haba, Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. Now, why is it a Ba Bas Yisrael? Because when you free a Shivcha, that's her Geros. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught another unusual case. Yesh moicher es aviv lehagbois imay ksubasa. There's a guy who could sell his father to allow his mother to collect the ksuba. You're such a strange thing. A guy could sell his father to allow his mother to collect the ksuba. Bizarre case. Let's see the chart. Ketzer. Yisrael lokach eved v'shivcha. Yisrael bought an eved and a shivcha. Min ashuk, from the marketplace. Okay. V'lahem ben. And they had a son previously, who was a guy. V'shichras ha-shivcha. And he freed the shivcha. V'nasa. And after he freed the shivcha, he married her. So isn't that, that's wild, right? He freed the shivcha, and then he married her. How do you marry a woman that you freed? Because she's a Jewish woman. And she wasn't married, she's not married to the Eved anymore. And then now this child of hers, the father got up and he said, Va'amad, he got up, v'kasav kol nechasavna, he wrote all his possessions to his son. Now, one of his possessions is the Eved, the kid's father. So he's basically giving the kid his father. So the kid now owns his father. Then, what happened? The guy died. And now the woman wants her ksuba. But she has no money to collect her ksuba. The only possession she has is her son owns the father. So the son can now sell the father because the father was like a property that was meshubed to his mother's ksuba. So nimtza zeh moicher sov lahagbois imay ksuba. So this guy sells his father to allow the mother to collect the ksuba. Says the Gemara, mai kamash malan. What's the chiddush over here? What's the chiddush? Says Gemara, the Chiddush is very great. Kula Rameir here. We're saying this goes like Rameir, right? We said earlier that it's going like Rameir, right? The Gemara said earlier, what's the Chiddush? My Kamash Malan, the Gemara said, of the five nationalities, that a goy or an Eved that lives with a Jewish woman, the Vlad Zamams are like Shitas Rameir. So the Chiddush is this whole Bryce is Rameir. And Reb Meir would say, "Va'avda metaltali, an eved is a movable." And you would think a movable item, there's no lien on a movable item for a ksuba, only a karka, there's a lien on karka for a ksuba. So the chiddush is that even though an eved is movable, metaltali mishtabli l'ksuba, metaltali is mishub for a ksuba, v'yibay seiman, if you want, you could say, ha'kamash malan, that the chiddush is avda kimakarka dami. The chiddush is that an evet doesn't have to be rameir. An evet is like karka, and therefore it's meshubit for the ksuba. Okay. Now, I was able to get till here. I could tell you the first two cases of the Mishnah, and someone, please, you'll help me with the third case. Ho'isha shenasari vlada bavlad kalasa. Here, look at my beautiful chart. You see this nice woman? We'll call her woman. And she's married to a guy. And amazingly, she lucked out. He got a really easy name to remember. The woman is married to a guy named husband. Okay? So far, so good. And they had a kid. And they didn't want to forget his name, so they named him Child. Okay? Fine. So we have Mrs. Woman, Mr. Husband, and Child. She also had, the woman had another son. The son married a lady named Wife. They had a kid. So this woman has a son, and the woman has a grandson. And her son got mixed up with her grandson. Shenasar Vlad Bavlad Kalasa, her son got mixed up with her daughter-in-law's son. Now, oy vey. Now, this woman this child got married. Her son got married. Now, she has other brothers. I mean, this guy has other brothers. And this child, the grandson, he got married. And he has other brothers. And what happened? Higdilu hataruvos, the kids that got mixed up grew up, benasu nashim umesu. So we say like this. The son of the daughter-in-law, b'nei hakala, she does chalitza to the wife of this kid, because it might be her sister-in-law, right? This woman might be the sister-in-law of the son, right? The woman had a son who produced one child who's got mixed up, and another son. So this other Vadai son, to do Yibam to his brother's wife, it might be his brother's wife, but this woman might not be his brother's wife, it might be his father's brother's wife. It might be his uncle's wife, right? It might not be his brother's wife, it might be his father's brother's wife. But the brother of this child, if this child has a brother, he could do yibum to this woman, because either it's his sister-in-law or it's his brother's son's wife, his niece. It's either a sister or a niece. Either way, he can marry. You hear that? In other words, for the brother of the daughter-in-law's son to do yibum, he can't do it, because it might not be his sister-in-law, it might be his uncle's wife. But for the brother of the son to do yibum, either way, whether it's his sister-in-law or his niece's or his nephew's wife, it's okay. So, b'nei hazakena oichal tzadami yamshas avigesh zachav eishas ben achiv. The next case I'm having a hard time with, but in your zuchus we'll get it. Okay, and this will be the last case tonight. And then please pray for us that we could understand Amud Beis. We'll try it Thursday night. Mesu hakesherim. If the definite ones die. See, until now, we were saying the kids who got mixed up died. The son got mixed up with the grandson. But if, let's say, and they were the ones who died. What if the brother, in other words, the Vadai son of the woman and the Vadai grandson of the woman died? And now the mixed up ones want to do either yibum. This mixed up child wants to do yibum to his brother's wife. The thing is, it might not be his brother's wife. It might be his nephew. Oh, it might not be his brother's wife. It might be his nephew's wife. And in this case, it might not be his brother's wife. It might be... In other words, in this case, not the mixed up ones die, the Vadai ones die. So the mixed up one wants to do to his sister-in-law, but it might not be his sister-in-law, because he, in fact, might be the grandson, so it might be his uncle's wife. So it's the exact opposite, says the Gemara, Mesu hakesherim, if the Vadais die, hataruvais. So the taruvais levnei hazakena, for this guy to do yibum to his sister-in-law. It might not be his sister-in-law, it might be his uncle's wife. Chotz and Vloy Meyabim, Shu Safeg Eshes Achiv, Eshes Achiyaviv. Livnei HaKala, to the daughter of the Kala, meaning the son of the daughter-in-law, this mixed-up child wants to do to his brother's wife, he's allowed to, because either it's his sister-in-law, or he is really the uncle, and he's marrying his niece. Because either way, it would be permitted. Okay, Rabbi, so I think actually that made some sense. I do have to say, over the last 3-4 blat, this has been some of the hardest Gemara I ever had to learn and teach in my entire life. The MS. I had Chalishas Hadas at 9:15 going into this Amud, but actually it sits a little bit better in my mind than some of the last couple of Amudim. So Hashem should give us Siyata Deshmaya, that what's unclear the first time, Be'ez Hashem, will become clear when we review it. And thank you everybody for coming tonight, and wishing everyone Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Kol Tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.